Contentment is not automatic. You don't just wake up content.
Dr. Tony Evans says satisfaction for singles doesn't come in spite of what you're going through, but because of it.
The way God teaches us contentment is through circumstances.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Some people think single is what you have to be before you get to be something else. But Dr. Evans says real contentment begins when you understand who you already are and why. Let's join him as he explains.
Now, Kingdom Single is an unmarried Christian who has committed themselves to fully and freely maximizing their completeness under the rule of God. And I want to share with you six concepts to maximizing what it means to be single biblically. The first concept that I want you to clearly understand, you are already complete. One of the major issues today that keeps far too many singles from being free is that they do not rightly identify their own selves as God views them. Colossians 2:10 says, "You are complete in Christ." As long as you view yourself as incomplete, you will always be in bondage to what you think you don't have. Principle number two is your calling. Your divinely ordained reason for being. God wants you to fulfill the work He has called you to do. Your reason for being is not first and foremost in your sexuality. Your reason for being is first and foremost in your calling. But if you are only focused on your sexuality and you miss your calling, you're still subject to being miserable and unfulfilled because you have not done the work you have been put here to do. Now, let me tell you why many singles, even who are Christians, miss this calling. They don't get to it. And that is because of one word, divided. They are divided and distracted. If you are going to be a victorious, set free kingdom single, you must remove the division or the distraction. A married person has to be concerned about their mate. A single person does not have that same concern. But we have far too many single people being distracted about mates they do not have. They're acting like married folk, worried about an invisible husband and an invisible wife. When am I going to get married? How long is it going to take for me to get married? You know, reflecting their incompleteness, and they have created a distraction. I was in New York a few years ago, and around 7th Avenue and 34th Street or so is Macy's. And I came out of Macy's, and there was a crowd in front of Macy's window, a big crowd of people. So I walked over and I tried to take a peek to see what was going on. And there was a lady. At first I thought it was a mannequin, but it wasn't because the eyes were blinking. But there were no movements, just perfectly still. The crowd on the other side of the glass, she's in the window, were not only staring at her, but they were trying to get her to move. But she would not budge. She would not budge because them people on the outside weren't the ones paying her salary. The distractors were of no benefit to her. You know what they were gonna do? They were gonna mess her up. They were gonna cause her to get fired because she was obligated to another kingdom called Macy's. And because she was obligated to a kingdom called Macy's, she did what Macy's said do. not what the crowd was trying to get her to do. That's the posture of a kingdom single. A kingdom single says, God has me here, and I ain't gonna let y'all shenanigans move me. I ain't gonna let y'all crazy talk and crazy walk move me from the purpose. Because once God sees you're not distracted, he knows he can trust you with more information about your purpose. He knows he can trust you with more information about what he wants you to do. So, he says that you are to live your life, you are to function in a way that recognizes that you are not to be distracted. The Matrix, I love The Matrix, Thomas Anderson, AKA Neo. He's a computer geek, he's a computer guy, he's a computer programmer, and he's a part-time computer hacker. So he's just living a regular life. He's a single guy. So he's living this regular life, and he gets whisked away to this new realm, this computer-generated reality called The Matrix. And he's offered the opportunity of a lifetime to live for a greater purpose. Morpheus says, Neo, we've been waiting for you. You've been out there fooling around, wasting all your time. We've been waiting for you. You're the one. We got a plan back here. There's a battle back here, and these machines are trying to kill the people in Zion, and we need you because we've been waiting for you. He says, he offers him two pills, the red pill and the blue pill. Says, you take the blue pill and you can go back home to your regular, ordinary life. He says, you take the red pill and we're going to show you a world that you never dreamt of. We want to show you a new reality, but it's your choice. Blue pill, red pill. Neo takes the red pill. Morpheus says to him, welcome to the real world. And he's in there fighting. Yeah, he's battling Mr. Smith and he's going through all this. But he also runs into a lady named Trinity. Oh, I love that name, Trinity. He runs into a lady named Trinity, falls deeply in love. But guess where he met Trinity while he was fulfilling his reason for being? The quickest way for God to get you to where he wants you is for him to know he can do something with you where you are that he can use you. Because you can come and sit and hear this teaching and still take the blue pill. And go back home to your plain old regular ordinary life, unfulfilled, just doing the same stuff over again, hoping stuff changes. Or you can say, no, I'm going to fulfill the work that God has given me to do. God, you just got to show it to me because I'm ready to go. Now, the question is, how will you discover what that work is? How will you know what that work is? Well, there are four things that come together to tell you or help you locate your divinely ordained reason for being once you become a kingdom single. Number one, your passion. What inflames you? Second one is your skill set. What are you good at or potentially good at? Thirdly, your experiences, the things you've gone through. And I'm talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good experiences you had. Maybe it involves the education you had or the training in a certain discipline you have. So the good, the bad. The bad is the mistakes you've made, the sins you've done, the regrets. If you could do it all over again, you'd do it differently, but you can't do it all over again. But what did you learn from it that you can still use for yourself and to benefit others? So that's the bad. Then there's the ugly. That's when you've been hurt by other people. There are not too many singles these days who haven't been hurt by somebody. Let me tell you, when God puts the good, bad, and ugly in his cosmic blender, he can still come out with a pretty good tasting cake. In other words, he uses that. He used the failure of Peter. He used the failure of Moses. You can go on and on through scripture. So your experiences. And then your personality. Now, we don't have the same personality. Some are introverts, some are extroverts. In other words, it flows. You can be yourself in it. You don't have to try to be somebody else. Because if you were somebody else, we wouldn't need you. And when all of those come together, then you will begin to experience what it is to be undivided and focused
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to talk about why the path to contentment gets clearer as your focus gets sharper. First, I want to remind you that today's the last day to take advantage of our special offer on Tony's brand new book, The Kingdom Single. As we've been learning during the last couple of weeks, there's much more to the single life than just spouse hunting. But if you or a single you know is feeling isolated and incomplete, this book will open up a whole new world of opportunities only available to those who aren't married. You'll discover a new sense of completeness and uniqueness that'll change your life whether a mate comes along or not. If you contact us before the day's out, we'd like you to have a copy of The Kingdom Single as our gift when you support Tony's ministry with a contribution of any amount. In fact, he's here now with a word about why your partnership is so important, especially this time of the year.
God has given us so many friends, so many people who love us and care for us and who pray for us, and we're grateful for that. But we need even more friends to support us because funds tend to dip in the summer with all the movement that is taking place among people. But we have to keep going and proclaiming God's word, and that we are committed to do. But we need your help to keep doing it. Would you help keep our summer strong by your generous financial contribution?
And if you make that contribution today, be sure to ask for your copy of The Kingdom Single. You can do that online at tonyevans.org or call 1-800-800-3222. I'll have that information for you again later on. But right now, here's Dr. Evans with more of today's lesson.
The third word is contentment. Contentment means to be at ease where you are until you get where you want to be. It means to be at rest where you are until something changes. Contentment doesn't mean you don't want a better job. Contentment doesn't mean you don't want more income. Contentment doesn't mean you don't want to get married one day. Contentment doesn't mean you don't want to have kids and raise a family. Contentment doesn't stop dreaming. But contentment means I'm not living a worried life while I wait. Do you know why Eve sinned? Because the devil created discontent. In Genesis chapter 3, Satan told her, God is holding out on you, girlfriend. God holding out on you. Why would he hold out on that one tree? God is messing with you. If I was God, I wouldn't be putting you in this situation. And all of a sudden, that tree in the middle of the garden got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. She went from, I can't eat from it and I can't touch it, meaning I can't go near that tree, to, boy, that tree sure look good. Because verse 6 says, when she saw that the tree was good for food, it was always there, good for food. It was a delight to the eyes. It was pretty to look at. It was always there, pretty to look at. And it was able to make one wise, make you feel good about what you're learning. She said, oh, she ate because he made her discontent. All of a sudden, all those other trees didn't matter anymore. All those other free trees didn't matter anymore because there's this one tree that I gotta have. And I gotta have it now. But here's what you need to know about contentment. It's not automatic. Let's hear from the single man Paul again in Philippians chapter 4. He says in verse 11, not that I speak from want, for I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Guess what? He had to learn it. Contentment is not automatic. You don't just wake up content, nor do you get content just because you pray for it. Lord, make me content in my singlehood. And you're more miserable after the prayer than when you prayed it. No. He says, wait a minute. This has to be a learning experience. The way God teaches us contentment is through circumstances. You have to have situations in your life when prayers are not being answered yet. Oh. All of us know what it is frustrating to talk to God day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and nothing. God's taking a nap. Feel like he's going on vacation. Blessing everybody else but you. Other folk getting promoted, you're not. Other folk getting raises, you're not. Other folk getting married, you're not. Let me give you an example. Out of this same single man's life, Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a thorn in the flesh. A thorn is a needle that irritates you, pricks you. A messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from exalting myself. Okay, so let me stop right there. He says, the devil sent my problem. Says a messenger of Satan. He goes on to say, so I asked God to get rid of it. Concerning this, verse 8, I implored the Lord 3 times that it might leave me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, watch this, I would rather boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Verse 10, therefore, I am well, what's the next word? Content. With weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am strong. God teaches us contentment by giving us circumstances where he does not immediately address the prayer request directly. Now watch this. And he even allows the devil to bring the problem. The most notable person in the Bible, or one of the most notable persons, is a single young man named Joseph. I mean, you talk about up and down roller coaster living circumstances. He's been forsaken by his family, turned into a slave. Then it looks like he finally gets a bright light in Potiphar's house. Now he's accused of rape. Then he goes to jail. Does good in jail, thinks he's finally going to get out, but the guy forgets him. So he's in jail 2 years longer. And it says in the scripture, he was in the dungeon with handcuffs on and bound with hand and foot. You talk about a reason to be discontent. And all that I just described, he's going through as a single man. And he's going through a miserable situation. However, when Stephen in Acts chapter 7 was giving the history of Israel, he comes to verse 9 and he says, Joseph's brothers put him in the pit, but then the last line of that verse says, but God was with him. God was with him where? In the pit. Now, it's easy to discover God when it's all good. It's easy to discover God when the raises come and the job is there and, you know, the relationship is good and it looks like that might be the one. And it's easy to discover God then. But what about God in the pit? What about the God not answering the thorn? So what did Paul do when he had his thorn? He said, I gloried in my weakness. Now, that's not normal. The normal thing is to complain in my weakness, to fuss and cuss in my weakness. Been single all these years. My biological clock is ticking. Thought this was the one, and he went left on me, or she went left on me. He says, oh, no. I have learned that when it's not right, and you want it off you, but it won't go anywhere, that God is trying to do something deeper. So I'm going to praise him in my weakness so that his power is made manifest and I am strengthened. So back to Philippians, when he says, I have learned the secret that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, there it is. There is the secret. What's the secret? Shh, don't tell nobody. It's a secret. He says the secret is to glory when things aren't right, because then his strength shows up. And how will you know when God has showed up? Because he says he will give you strength. He didn't say he was going to change it, at least not right then. He says you're going to get this infusion of power. Isaiah 40, I love the way it ends. He gives new strength to the weary, to the tired, to the single who doesn't know whether he or she can make it any longer. He gives new strength. That is the new capacity to keep on keeping on. Don't let discontent cause you to be a defeated single, but focus on what God can give you in the secret of your gratitude, the power of your praise, even when your emotions are not cooperating.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with a final thought to wrap up this brand new sermon collection he calls Single, Complete, and Fully Free. This 8-lesson set included a lot of material we didn't have time to present on the air. Just visit TonyEvans.org for the details on how to get a copy. When you do, don't miss your last chance to get Tony's brand new book, The Kingdom Single. It makes the perfect follow-up to our current series and the ideal gift for someone single you might know. As I mentioned earlier, if you request it before the end of the day today, it's yours in appreciation for your gift of any amount to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. There's no more time to wait. Team members are standing by 24/7 in our resource center at 1-800-800-3222 or visit us online at TonyEvans.org. On Monday, Dr. Evans will talk about the power that holds our lives and the universe together as he begins a series on the book of James. Be sure to join us. But now, as promised, he's back to close today's program with a final story.
My son, Anthony, was really struggling growing up as an asthmatic. So we would take him to the doctor regularly for epinephrine shots when he had an attack. The epinephrine shot was given by a needle. I remember well taking him to the doctor's office and the doctor coming with the needle to put it in his skin. But the doctor would always do something first. He would reach into his drawer and pull out a lollipop. While my son was licking the lollipop, the doctor would come with a needle pop. Bam! So my son would go, because he was hurting. He was in pain. But as tears rolled down his eyes caught a look at that lollipop. He would be going, Now, don't get me wrong. The lollipop didn't stop the pain, but it became so sweet in the pain. And because his focus shifted, he could endure the pain until the pain went away. So I'm not trying to be super spiritual. I know it hurts when you're by yourself and you don't want to be. I know it hurts when other people are having relationships that are going somewhere and you don't. I know it hurts. And it may cause you to cry when they're being fairer to others on the job than you. I know it hurts when you've been ruined and abused and misused. I understand that. But Jesus is here on the scene with a lollipop. And he says, if I can get you to focus on me, you will discover he's sweet, I know. So as a kingdom single, remember now that it is your completeness. You're already complete. You don't need a man or a woman to make you that way. Your calling, you've got a divine purpose to fulfill. And your contentment work together to make you the single God wants you to be.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.